If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. If you have an iPad, even easier. Maybe not so much on the Apple Watch. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. That's how we here at Not a Strong Start get our streaming out there. It's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started.
They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. And
nothing since.
Oh, no. We beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But that's all I've seen. But anyways, welcome to Not a Strong Start, a movie podcast, not sports podcast. That's our spinoff. It's a movie podcast by three filmmakers that let them talk movies, television, play some games, and anything else that we feel like doing. I am Daniel DeSangre.
I'm Jose Ramos.
And I'm Chuck.
You know, these awkward pauses doesn't help. We need filler here, man. Our audience at home that's going to be listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts can be like, I think I'm having connection issues.
We got an editor. That's what we hire our editor for, dude.
Oh, we hired him, did we? Well, let me just drink some of this serious gourmet shit from my cup right now. That took 6 weeks to get, and it looks like Steve Carell with a long wig. Six weeks it took to get this, dude. Look at this. It took 6 weeks to get this. What the hell? What? My brother was so excited to get this for me, and it looks like shit.
You have a brother.
They were hard at work. They were hard at work on that.
I guess so, man. It took them so long to put the sticker on this cup. It took a while, man. I blame COVID for everything. Anyways, we have the current events by Chuck.
No, it's not. Bullshit. That's not me.
Don't scare him. It's me on this one, Dan.
We do? See ya.
Yes, it is. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. And we have a current event by Mr. Team Stark, which he has on the on the bottom of the screen. Mr. Team Stark at This Is Me Nombre. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like it fit. So the current one I have actually is fitting, since we are talking a Disney property now, is the Parents TV Council is mad at Disney for adding Daredevil to Disney Plus, and they're throwing a fuss right now over properties like Daredevil joining and corrupting their minds of their kids on Disney Plus. Even though in places like Canada, they have Deadpool, full-on Deadpool on Disney Plus. But here, Daredevil's too much.
And what's ironic about that is that Canadians are known for being like the nicest people ever. So if they're given Deadpool and they can't trust us with Daredevil, which is actually an inspirational story to all the blind people out there, that you can go out there and you can still kick ass, okay? Don't let somebody tell you otherwise. Yeah, you want to be a crime fighter, you still can, okay? Daredevil does it.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe that's the latest and another sign that tells me that things like Blade, the new Deadpool, things like that, good luck with us seeing a rated R version of it.
Damn, man. That sucks. Yeah, I really hope they don't, man. I hope Disney fights it because, I mean, is it, if they fight it, like, do they usually win? Do you know? This parent?
I don't know. I don't know personally of any incidents where Disney has dealt with this, especially with their streaming service being new. Yeah. At least to this point, this is probably the first time they're introducing something to that magnitude.
Yeah, I heard that they were going to have some sort of like channel, like a lock or something like that, that certain shows would only be accessed, or did I dream that?
I think you did.
I mean, I know people have recommended just put parental controls on it, but don't limit the content.
Yeah,
that's what I hope they do. But they can also go the route that they really wanted of like an HBO Max. You know, they do like HBO Max. They can have like a Disney Plus and a Disney Minus. something like that, where it's like the more, yeah, it's more like the adult version of it. Maybe it's like an extra $3.99 add-on or something. But if you just do the, yeah.
They own a large portion of Hulu. Just use Hulu for all your higher rated content.
They can, man. But I think they're also trying to monopolize and take the sales and everything that Netflix is doing, right? If you're kind of spread out a little more, you're kind of watering down your product a little bit. They maybe want to have everything under one umbrella and say, see, we're king shit. That's my theory on it. But anyways, this week's episode is the future of MCU. Hopefully we get some R-rated to come with that, but this is the future of Marvel. Go ahead, Jose. What does MCU stand
Marvel
for? What is
it? Cinematic Universe.
Yes. Exactly. So please explain it.
Well, exactly what Chuck said. It stands for Marvel Cinematic Universe. But I mean, like right now we've begun everything we had seen, was considered phase 1, 2, and 3. And then now that the whole Thanos storyline has been concluded, technically we've begun phase 4. So phase 4 so far has, and you guys can correct me if I miss any, but it's Shang-Chi has been part of it, the Eternals movie, Spider-Man, and then they've done 4 TV shows on it, which was WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, and I believe that's what they've done so far. That's been the beginnings of phase 4. The What If, but I don't know if the What If fits in the overall, because it is a What If. It might just be its own separate thing. We know the other ones for sure fit into the cinematic universe.
Is Black Widow part of it too, or is that it is, right?
Well, because that's a prequel. So technically that takes place before the end of the first 3 phases. That's why I didn't mention that one.
Okay. Right. And Chuck, do you want to explain what What If is to our audience that doesn't know?
What If was an animated series that was kind of like, what if this happened? What if that happened? How it would change the whole complexity, the whole timeline, really, of certain characters or the whole MCU, really. So like, for one of them, like Star-Lord, like it was like, what if this happened and T'Challa became Star-Lord? So there was a whole episode on him being Star-Lord. And then there was an episode of what if this zombie virus came out? And so all these heroes, villains became zombies. And that was a whole episode. And they were cool. You know, like some of them weren't, to be honest. But they had a Doctor Strange one that was pretty cool. And that's when I'm kind of like, a little unsure about that, because it's like Sinister Strange or Evil Strange or whatever, but he's actually in the new movie, The Multiverse of Madness. So I don't know that if it fits in the timeline of phase 4, but it definitely gives some clues and hints onto what could be coming into phase 4 for the MCU. So
I agree. You know, now that you brought up the evil Doctor Strange, I do remember seeing him in the trailer. So maybe there is a connection in general. But yeah, the What Ifs are basically, referring back to one of our past episodes, a reimagining of the stories and events with something a little different.
Yeah. And then, with Black Widow, they introduced her sister, Yelena. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yelena?
Yeah.
And she was a part of Hawkeye, which is part of phase 4. So I don't know. I know it was a prequel, but it could be part of phase 4. I'm not really sure. So just a thought.
I think they're bringing her back for phase 4, right? If I'm not mistaken. I think
she was in Hawkeye. Falcon.
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. What are you guys' thoughts so far on what we've gotten from phase 4?
I really like Shang-Chi, man. I saw that on a flight again, and I was able to watch it all the way through, and I really enjoyed it. I thought the fighting was really cool. I like Awkwafina. She's kind of grown on me a little bit. I thought she did pretty good in it. Hey, have you seen Nora from Queens, her TV show?
No.
That's pretty good. No. Yeah. That one I like on it. I don't love her in everything. I don't think like everything she touches is gold, but I really like her in that show. So if you haven't, it's the same thing like, what we said with Robert Pattinson, right? People think, automatically Twilight. at least watch their best thing first before you judge it. So I would say watch Nora from Queens first before
she's you judge the Jar Jar Binks of the MCU for me.
Oh, so you love her. So you love her then. Because you know, you've been team Jar Jar since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hate Jar Jar Binks. Okay. I just like to troll you guys, but she's awful, dude. I couldn't even enjoy that movie because of her. Like, seriously, like, I thought the fighting was awesome. I thought there were some cool things, but God, if I did not hate her character so much. Like, she was just very annoying and couldn't get past it. I really couldn't. Like, I was like, ugh, every time she came on, I was like, I'm chucking out. You know, so.
You're chucking out.
I'm chucking out. So.
I did find it funny at the end of the movie. I always forget his name, the other sorcerer.
Wong?
Well, yeah, when he shows up at the restaurant and, like, he's like, I need both of you. It's like, okay, I get Shang-Chi, but it's like, why did she just learn archery in, like, a day? And then it's like, yes, we need you. Like, I started laughing in the theater when he said he needed both of them. I'm like, why?
It made no sense for me, man. The actor that played Shang-Chi, like, I liked him, but I didn't love him all the way. I didn't think he was necessarily charismatic enough for me to, without her, or at least without some kind of comedic relief, I don't know if he would have been able to just carry the movie on his own. I feel like he needed some kind of balance. So maybe that's why they brought her along. Maybe the producers felt the exact same way. We need a sidekick that's a little more bubbly and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, they should have just kept the dad. He was the best character.
So. The dad was really cool. I really liked the dad, man. But even fighting that big old dragon thing and everything, the action was so badass. It really impressed me. You know, honestly, I was really surprised by that movie. I'd recommend it.
No, I enjoyed it. The action sequences in that movie, like the sequence outside of the building and stuff, like that was badass when they're fighting outside of the building on the skyscraper. So that is one of the strengths of that movie, was the fighting of it. You know, especially when we got the crappy ass fighting in Iron Fist, it was good to see this type of fighting happen.
I didn't even watch that.
I didn't either, man. I saw the first episode, I think, or two, and it was bad. I really didn't watch a lot of the Marvel TV stuff on Netflix. I didn't watch a ton of them. You know, the Defenders, that stuff didn't look good.
It was okay. Daredevil was really good. Season 2 was a little slow, but season 3 nailed it. I think so. Season 3 was awesome of Daredevil. So, but I Jessica Jones, I checked out season 2. I don't even think I finished Punisher season 2 either.
Punisher was good. Daredevil was good. Jessica Jones, the first season was good because of the villain.
Yeah.
The Purple Man, he stole the show in the first one. And then once he was gone, the show just wasn't that good anymore. And then just Iron Fist was the weak link of everything. And he even brought the Defenders down, just like seeing him on screen. This character is supposed to be one of the best fighters in the MCU, and everyone is fighting better than him in the show.
When you say Purple Man, was the man actually purple? Or was he just wearing purple clothes?
That was just his name.
So it wasn't like Prince?
Daniel?
No.
It wasn't like Prince at all?
Wasn't like Grimace from McDonald's?
That's what Barney. I'm saying, man. I mean, I hear Purple Man, and my very first thing is to think, was that racist? Like, are we just calling that because he has purple skin? Like, that seems inappropriate, Disney. Okay. So, Mr. Purple, he could have belonged in Reservoir Dogs, right? I'm assuming. Oh,
there you go.
Exactly. Okay.
Give him the same powers. But I think, in general, kind of getting back on subject, out of what we've seen with the Phase 4 so far, at least for me personally, I've enjoyed the movies. I loved Spider-Man. I liked the Eternals. It wasn't perfect, but I liked the Eternals, and I liked Shang-Chi. But I feel they have shown through their TV shows. Like, WandaVision was really good. And the thing is, each TV show was different. Yeah. I loved WandaVision. Loki was amazing. You know, for what it was, I enjoyed The Falcon and Winter Soldier. And again, they were each like a different genre. And then Hawkeye was kind of like your Christmas, like buddy cop comedy. Yeah. Like that was the genre for that one. So they each have brought something different. And I hope they continue to do these, because certain characters do work better on a TV show format where you get to really build the character over the movie format, which supposedly the rumor was they were going to use TV shows to build less popular characters and also increase the depth of certain characters. So then when they throw them into the movies, people are already have an affinity for those characters already.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. And because you don't have to dedicate a lot of screen time, right, to building up these characters. And if you had a lot of sort of throwaway side characters, they can get lost in the shuffle. So it's pretty smart that they did that. WandaVision, I loved WandaVision, especially the first four or five episodes, man. I thought the first four or five episodes before they really pulled the veil off and kind of showed us what the show was, I thought it was genius. I thought it was one of the best TV shows of like a drama. As the show kind of went on, that first series, I thought it kind of lost a little bit of its luster. Loki was really good. Loki was badass. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I thought was really good as well. I feel like it suffered slightly just because the other two were so creatively different and it was something that felt so fresh to us. That one, it was still a good show, but it kind of felt like I've seen a little bit of this with Captain America, but a TV version of it, if that makes sense. How about you, Chuck? How'd you feel?
To be honest, pretty underwhelming. When I think about the first phase of, you know, Marvel, where they had Iron Man and Captain America, and they had all these really, really good movies. Like Eternals, I liked it, you know, but, you know.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, like it was okay, you know. Shang-Chi, Awkwafina, no. Didn't, you know, had some good stuff, but I didn't love it. You know, it was okay. Black Widow was, I think I was waiting for it to be finished, if we put that into Phase 4. Mm-hmm. WandaVision was awesome until it just slowed down for me at the end a little bit. And then it just had so much potential with like the multiverse, and they didn't do any of that, you know, where they played that big prank on the audience with Boner, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Quicksilver?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Quicksilver. Like,
what? The whole fake out. Yeah.
The whole fake out just ruined the whole series for me, to be honest. It did. I was what?
Like, so to explain it for our audience, they had the actor that was from that played Quicksilver in the Fox version of X-Men that showed up and was stating that he was Quicksilver, her brother. So it made a lot of us believe they're merging. We're seeing the Fox version. So those X-Men movies did exist, just for them to fake us out and say, spoiler alert, but just to fake it out and say that it was just an actor playing her brother.
And his last name was Boner. So it was all that for a Boner joke.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed again. I'm actually annoyed again now.
You always laugh at Boner jokes every time I make them. Every time.
I do, but not when it's hinting at a multiverse. You know, like, and then it's not. Like. And then Loki, for me, it was okay. The end was really great. You know, but I don't know, it kind of dragged for me a little bit. I know you guys loved it. Falcon and Winter Soldier was a typical kind of action buddy, which I liked. I actually did like that one. I think that's my favorite one. I think because it's just what I wanted. You know, I just wanted to see the Falcon and the Winter Soldier like kick some ass, and that's what it did, and that's what I wanted, you know. So
when you guys finally saw Falcon come out and he was Captain America, right, his version, looking, how'd you guys feel about that?
Terrible. He looked like a marshmallow or something. I'm not really sure. They need to work. I mean, I think it was comic book accurate, but it just, to me, it didn't play well on screen. He looked fake, cartoonish. It's too much white. I don't know. Like, I didn't like his suit at all. I hope they modify it for Captain America 4. So,
how about you, Jose? How'd you feel?
I felt whelmed. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. I was just whelmed.
You were just whelmed.
It was. It was like, okay, it's a good moment. I didn't have any strong feelings either way. You know, it fit the story. The big speech he gives at the end, it's kind of like, I don't know. It not really realistic. When someone gives like a speech like that in the most like awkward situation when all this shit is going on, it always pulls me out of a movie or a TV show. It was like, no one's going to be giving a speech at that point in time. Until that point, uninterrupted, with everyone fully listening to every word that you're saying. It's not going to happen in that scenario. So that kind of pulled me out of the scene.
Yeah. So you could say you were the Goldilocks of this one, where it wasn't, you weren't overwhelmed, you weren't underwhelmed, you were just whelmed. You were right there in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. I kind of felt the same way as you guys did. It was too bright and all that. I'm not even a huge fan of him necessarily taking over as Captain America. I know that was part of the storyline and I get it. So like, I can sort of put my personal feelings behind it and I can still get behind it if it's well written and everything, but he was way too brightly colored. And we know that if you're sitting here fighting, you don't want to be sticking out where it's easy for enemies to shoot you. Like, there's a whole tactical disadvantage to doing that. The same way I felt as you, Jose, with the big long speech. It felt very written in that particular moment, where like it didn't seem like he came off the cuff. It didn't seem realistic.
A little contrived. Like,
yeah, here he had it, you know, written. I really liked the beginning though of that show, where the chemistry between him and Bucky, you know what I mean? That was really cool. Yeah, I kind of liked the whole back and forth and everything that they had when they were seeing his what was it? It wasn't a CO. Who was it? A lawyer? I forgot already. It's been a while.
Psychiatrist,
right? That's
yeah,
right.
Therapist, yeah. Yeah, I exactly. Think Bucky should be Captain America, by the way. I don't
seem I like know it.
Did I mean, there were the comics?
They've both been Captain America in the comics, so they could have got, which is, I think, why one of the big reasons they paired him off, and then they had that whole, like, hinting at Bucky wanting the shield and kind of a little bit of jealousy type aspects, because they both have held the shield in the comic books. Captain America is not... never been one of my favorite characters, so honestly I don't care who the hell has the shield. I prefer that he stays Winter Soldier and Falcon stays Falcon, and yeah, just let them be them.
That would be better.
Like, why do they have to take the mantle again? Like you said, I know it's following what happened in the comics, but I would be just as fine if like the shield went away with Steve Rogers, and then if they decide to bring Steve Rogers back like they did in the comics, he can be Captain America again. Like, why does one of them have to take the mantle?
I feel the same way you do, because it felt, again, like what we talked about, the whole reimagining and everything, the whole remake. But if you're giving one of them the shield, I really liked Chris Evans as Captain America. So now I'm automatically comparing the two, you know, especially if it's Falcon. They're not, both actors are not as charismatic as Chris Evans was. So I just didn't. I would go along with what you're saying, Jose. Just keep the characters as they are, so that way my expectations is Falcon is Falcon, Winter Soldier is Winter Soldier. That's the way I would have done it. Regarding the first three phases that led to Thanos, right? So they took three long phases, which was, do any of you guys like have the notes years. On it's been 10 years, right?
Yeah,
10 whole that years
over, that was over 10 years for that.
Absolutely, because I think the first one started in 2010, right? And then Infinity War came out in 2020. So how do you guys feel Infinity War and Endgame did in terms of the whole culmination of everything they were building for the first three phases, the first decade? How did you guys feel it ended it?
Honestly, unprecedented. In fact, the fact that they were able to put this together, I would have never imagined that something like this can be put together so well, so detailed over such a large stretch of time and so many movies without fucking it up. Yeah. Like, you know, just if you really think of the logistics of it, how like difficult that's got to be. Many have tried. I mean, we saw it didn't take long for DC to fail trying to do the exact same thing. And Warner Brothers, like that, I think even they won't be able to repeat what they did when it comes to this, which I think is hopefully, and it seems like they're trying to do a little bit different with phase four. There's rumors they don't plan on doing a 10-year like super arc with all these things going forward, because again, unprecedented, amazing. Don't know if it's repeatable.
Yeah, I totally agree. How do you feel, Chuck?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was awesome. I loved it. I loved every bit of it, even the ones that weren't good. Thor 2, Iron Man 3. But yeah, like it was awesome. And like you said, Jose, like them repeating it, I don't think they can, because I already feel a little underwhelmed with Phase 4, to be honest. I mean, if it wasn't for like Spider-Man, I would be extremely underwhelmed, you know? So, but we'll see. I mean, I hope they do. You know, I love the Marvel movies. You know, I hope DC comes through too, you know, but, you know, I love these movies. So I hope they do.
Yeah.
Question for both of you, Dan. Okay. Sorry, before you answer that question for both of you. If you eliminate the entire first three phases, if this was the beginning, this Phase 4 was the beginning of Marvel creating their universe, do you think you would feel different about what they put out so far? Or are you subconsciously comparing it to basically the masterpiece that they created over the 10 years prior?
I personally would feel very different about it. I'm actually giving them more confidence that they're going to stick the landing the more they go on. I kind of feel like the way you do, Chuck. I personally didn't watch Black Widow yet because it just doesn't look that good. And in the clips that I've seen, the feedback I've heard, friends' feedback, it just doesn't sound like something I need to rush to. I'll eventually watch it. Shang-Chi surprised me, but when the first Iron Man came out, especially as we started getting, you know, even Thor 1 was really good.
Yeah.
We were getting really, really good product. This Phase 4, we're getting some duds. I'm actually feeling a little more confident in DC's direction lately, to be completely honest with you, just because I'm almost a little nervous that Marvel might have peaked already. And I'm sure they're going to still put out good content. I don't know if they're going to be able to match what they did already, but
yeah. Yeah, same. You know, like I know that I'm comparing the new phase to the initial Phase 1 of Marvel back in the day. And it was just, it was a little groundbreaking. You know, they were doing a lot of things that we hadn't seen before. And like now it's just, you know, like I really haven't been blown away. Like every movie that I feel like back then, I was like, whoa, that was dope. Whoa, that was dope. Haven't done that yet, other than Spider-Man, you know, which was technically, you know, already part of previous phases. So what new have they done? Eternals? It's okay.
You know? Yeah. Eternals, I didn't care for. I thought it was pretty boring. I kept looking at my watch to hurry up and wrap up. It just felt very just similar. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we've kind of seen this, but it wasn't even the characters, the actors. Other than, what's his name, Camille, he was charismatic and funny in it. But the rest of the characters were just pretty bland to me, man. I didn't really connect with them. I don't care about the sequel.
Are they doing a sequel?
I think that's what they set it up for. I'm sure they are. Right. Because Marvel hasn't done anything yet where they've just straight up got shut down from continuing their work, right? Like, if they want to do sequels, they tend to do it because they've been so successful. Their track record has been very successful. Eternals, I think it still did pretty well, if I'm not mistaken. I think it did pretty well financially. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why they won't. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, I'm interested in Black Knight. So
Black Knight?
You mean Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Black Knight?
Moon Knight? Who's Black Knight?
Black Knight?
Yeah.
Who's Black Knight? The Dark Knight? Are you talking about Batman again? There's Moon Knight.
Black Knight.
The guy in white, right?
No, dude. Jon Snow. He's Black Knight.
Oh.
Oh, okay. The character. Okay.
Thank you.
Me and Jose immediately went to Moon Knight because I'm like, that's the movie that's coming out.
Black there's Knight.
No standalone Black
Jon Snow
movie. Yeah, well, I guess, but...
Yeah. It tells you how much of an impact he made in that movie.
That's what I'm saying. I think I like Jon Snow more than I like Black Knight.
Well, I think that's why I like it too, because it's Jon Snow and he gets the will to sword again. So
That's all you wanted. Moon Knight is the only MCU knight we will speak of.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So who do you guys think, now that Thanos is gone, who do you think the big bad could be, should be? I mean, who's going to come close, even remotely close, to who Thanos was?
You want to start off?
It looks like Kang the Conqueror, but I hear that Dr. Doom could be coming. I would prefer that. I don't really know who Kang the Conqueror is, to be honest. I haven't read enough comics to really know who he is. Do you know Jose Kang the Conqueror?
Very, very vaguely. It's not a character that I really followed. Yeah. And what I do know about it is usually just a little bit that I researched after when Loki was coming out and that actor got casted. And I've liked that actor in other things. So I was like, all right, let me see a little bit about this character. But yeah, not enough on there.
Yeah.
So. I'd be pretty excited to see Galactus too, man. He'd be badass. Mm-hmm. And we know that since Marvel acquired Fox Studios, they own the rights now to Fantastic Four. So, which Galactus is the mega big bad guy. Doctor Doom, I would love for them to bring in. I think they are, but I don't think Doctor Doom is on the same level as a Thanos. So knowing what they normally do for sequels, right? Like they had, you know, the original 89 Batman. What are they doing? Batman Returns? You give us two bad guys. They might do something like that. So you can't quite match Thanos. You can give us Galactus. You can give us Doctor Doom. And they both fit within the Fantastic Four backstory. So you can easily have that.
Yeah, part of me doesn't fully agree with that. I think, first of all, I don't think they're going to do another overall big bad like Thanos did like over 10 years. But if they were going to, I feel Dr. Doom can kind of fit that. You know, he's been part of some really good storylines in the comics. And he's the type of villain. I know we had discussed, and we can probably discuss within this podcast, the rumors that MCU is going to touch different aspects. You know, you have like the cosmic, supernatural, all that stuff. Dr. Doom is the type of character that can be involved in all of those aspects. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like Galactus, you're not really going to see him much on street level. and all of that stuff. But I feel like Dr. Doom can hit all of those levels and kind of bring everyone together if they were going to go that route. But I don't think they're going to go that route.
I agree with you, which is why I think it may be a combination of the two. They may have Dr. Doom in, you know, sort of like the way they did Loki, where he's been around, he's developing this master plan, and then he may utilize Galactus as part of his master plan or something at the end. So I don't think it's going to be a complete buildup like the way they did Thanos, but they're going to have a culmination of all these characters lead to something massive like they did Infinity War, I'm assuming. But we'll see, man. How about you, Chuck? You had any ideas about that?
No, just Dr. Doom. That was my guy. I'm hoping because like Jose was saying, like he's pretty badass. You know, I don't think he's been represented well in the past on cinema. Not at all, to be honest. And so I don't think a lot of people know, you know, like the casual, you know, readers or just people who watch movies, you know, they don't know that Dr. Doom's fucking bring some shit.
Okay. So for the ones that don't, give us a tiny little synopsis. Why? Like, why does he bring the shit? Why is he such a badass, Chuck?
Because he can touch on like every level as well, not just like his powers, but like you'll see him on the streets, you'll see him in space, you know, you'll see him everywhere, you know, and he just gives no fucks, dude. You know what I mean? Like he's not like a Killmonger where he's like, hey, yeah, you know, like my people here, like I'm trying, like Dr. Doom's just like, I'm just trying to see the world burn, you know, so.
Let's just say he's done everything from battling on the streets with the Fantastic Four to at one point he basically became a god. He gave himself the powers of a god. So it's like he's been throughout the spectrum and he's had moments where in the comics, he is the big bad for like everyone, not just the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he destroyed like Thanos too in a story arc too. Thanos went up to him. Did he have the gauntlet too? He might have. I don't know. And he just destroyed him in like a second.
You know. Yeah, I think at one point, I don't remember the exact details, but I think he like somehow changed the timeline where he was like ruler. Yeah. In a way, he like ruled everything and changed everything. So yeah, he's got the ability. If done right, because like Chuck said, what you guys have seen in the movies, that's not
Dr. Doom.
That's not Dr. Doom. That's not even, doesn't scratch the surface of his potential. So if done the right way with which we haven't seen an MCU Doctor Doom. Mm-hmm. They should be able to do him the right way. I think that can work.
Okay. We're going to briefly touch on the four different aspects, which is the cosmic, the supernatural, the street, and the multiverse, right? We've kind of started seeing at first when the MCU started, we know it was very street related, and now it's become a lot more supernatural. They've integrated cosmic and just now started touching multiverse. Really quickly, what are you guys most interested or excited to see coming phase four that you want to see of those?
I'll go. Definitely the supernatural. You know, like we got Moon Knight coming, we got Blade, Werewolf by Night. Like, I'm in for all that, you know, because it does touch for me a little bit on like the horror aspect too. You know, and that's what I'm about, dude. So I'm looking forward to that on the bell. So.
Okay. How about you, Jose?
I mean, looking forward to all of them, but if I had to pick one, probably be the street level. Just because I like when stories are contained where it isn't the fate of the entire world or universe in the balance. Like, I feel you can get great stories in small pockets in there. Yeah. So I think that's probably why I would choose the street level.
Okay. And it's also not a surprise because you're a huge Batman fan, right? So you like the street level stuff. Chuck, you're a horror fan. For me, big surprise, I love cosmic because I'm a Star Wars fan. So, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was by far one of my favorite Marvel movies that they did. I thought James Gunn just crushed it in the soundtrack and everything with it. Such excellent casting. But the cosmic has always been interesting to me because I love the whole element of science fiction. You know, I love science fiction. So going out into the stars, I don't feel like we're just stuck on Earth. In my opinion, we've seen a lot of that already with the original Avengers. I want to go more out into the space. I want to see the Galactus. I want to see Silver Surfer. I want to see Fantastic Four as they go out and they get their origin story. Like, I want to see these things. I think it's pretty cool. So that's what I'm excited for. So now we have a game, the location game that Jose has for us. Chuck versus Daniel.
This is Chuck's chance of redemption. Will he get the victory or no. Will he get slaughtered by Dan again and be forced to watch more Gilmore Girls? I don't know. Let's find out.
Episode 3 and 4. Let's go.
All right. So this is very simple. This is a location game. I'm going to give you each a location. So we'll start with you, Chuck. I'm going to give you a location. You try to guess what this location is within the MCU. The importance behind it. If you don't get it right, Dan has a chance to steal it.
Okay.
You get a point for each one correct, most points at the end. Simple?
No, I have a lot of anxiety, but go ahead.
Okay. All right, Chuck, we'll start with you. Nowhere.
It's a celestial that like died, and then that's where the Benicio del Toro is, and he keeps everything there, and it was from Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
You are correct, Chuck. Whoa, starting off strong. There we go. Xandar.
I know it's in Guardians. Is Xandar, is that where the what are they called? The space fleet or whatever, the space force?
I'll give it to you. It's the where the Nova Corps, the Nova Empire.
Yes, John C. Reilly and all them and all that. Yep.
Sokovia.
That's where Ultron was. And they lifted it up and dropped it down and destroyed everything. And
that is correct. Okay. Also the home of the Maximoffs.
Yeah.
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Doctor Strange, where he goes and trains.
I can't give you that because the training area is different. This is their base of operation. Sakaar.
What? I don't know, dude. Black Panther? What is this shit?
Dan, because I did not give Chuck the chance to steal on the last one, I won't give you the chance to steal on this one. But it's the home of the Grand Master. That's where Thor went, and the Hulk was there. During the last
That's where Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, the Grand Master.
Okay, got it.
I would have gotten that right, technically.
I would have gotten yours right too.
But let's swap then. We're tied.
Madripoor.
Damn. Oh, was that in Avengers where Black Widow and all them, and they were what was it? What Avengers was it? I think it was part two. No, I don't remember which one it was, but it was where they blew up the building and all that. WandaVision and all that. She accidentally killed the people.
Chuck. Chance to steal.
We're not doing too good here, Chuck. We're not doing too good here, man.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Where they go and they
meet. You can't just state where it's from.
No, they go to like meet a person there where they're trying to.
That's the most vague shit I've ever heard.
Am I close?
They meet a person?
I would give it to you. You got the show, and it was for a meeting that they went to. It's the Lawless City, where the power broker works out of.
Yeah, they went the to power broker. Yeah.
I would not have given him a point for that because they meet a lot of people in a lot of different places.
No, you but it was the show, and they went to go meet. They had the meeting. They went with the Baron.
Titan.
That's where freaking Thanos lived, right?
Hala. H-A-L-A.
Is that the astral plane where Black Panther people die?
It's the capital planet of the Kree. All right, well, Chuck, what is Dan's punishment for losing 4-1?
I hope you guys know that this is not actually going to make the episode. It's going to get edited out.
So Dan will be watching the best, greatest installment of the Star Wars trilogies, and that is Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, with Jar Jar Binks. And we would like you to live tweet that, please. Thank you.
And what's our handle, Chuck?
Yeah. At Not a Strong Start. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fair enough, man. I'm horrible with locations. Even when you mention the location game, I'm like, I'm going to lose it. I don't remember any of this shit, man. But good luck, Chuck.
Yeah.
All right. So what's on the queue, guys? What do you guys have on the queue?
I'm gonna watch the Boys, the Diabolic. I'm gonna check that out. Look at the animated series. So,
how about you, Jose?
For me, I'm gonna give a try to the new Halo series that's coming up.
What is it? Animated or is it live action?
It's live action. It's a live action Halo. And for those who are not aware of Halo, huge Xbox game. Years ago. Everyone was playing it at the time. It was probably one of the better PvP games, and now they're going to get a live-action show.
Nice.
Good.
Dan,
we know what you're watching, unless you're watching
Star Wars
something
Episode
else.
One. I'm glad it's not Clone Wars. Clone Wars is awful, too, man. The whole prequel, Return of the Sith is the only one that's, like, okay. The other two are awful.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Awful. They're terrible. That's what I'll be watching. So thank you guys for watching another Not a Strong Start. I am Dano DeSangre. You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Sangre, S-A-N-G-R-E.
I'm Chuck. You can find me at ChadRarrell12. And that's it.
I am Team Stark. And you can find me at This Is Mi Nombre.
Thank you. You can watch us on YouTube. Please like, subscribe, comment, share. You can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Other than that, you both cheat. Thank you.